In New York for WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings. The executive director of New York's Joint Committee on Public Ethics, known as JCOPE, is stepping down. Ellen Bibin has led the ethics panel since its launch in 2012. She's the second member to resign in recent weeks. Joining us to talk about what the move will mean for the wave of corruption cases in Albany is Times Union reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Welcome back to WNYC, Jimmy.
Thanks, Amy.
What, if any, fallout comes from Bibin's resignation on current investigations like the one into Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez?
Well, probably not any, because that, from the perspective of JCOPE, that investigation has been wrapped up. The way the 2011 ethics law that created JCOPE was written means that JCOPE is designated to investigate alleged instances of official malfeasance, but in the case of legislators like Lopez or legislative employees at the Assembly, which we hear are also wrapped up in this probe, the actual determination on penalties is left to a separate entity, the Legislative Ethics Commission. So JCOPE has done its report and forwarded it along, and we're waiting for that Legislative Ethics Committee to take action. So from the perspective of Bibin and her involvement, things are done. Now, earlier this week, JCOPE announced that it was hoping the Legislative Ethics Commission would release its report, and it threatened that it would release the report if the Legislative Ethics Commission did not do so. Of course, the Legislative Ethics Commission says it's holding the report at the request of Staten Island District Attorney Dan Donovan, who has a criminal investigation into Lopez's conduct pending.
So why is Bibin stepping down?
Well, she talked to the Wall Street Journal and said that she was ready to pursue other opportunities in the private sector. She, from what I've heard from various people, was not too delighted at having to commute to Albany and had been very much a thankless job. Bibin had previously been an aide to Cuomo, the governor, when he was the attorney general, and had previously served as the state's inspector general. So she was criticized for her ties to the governor, and that led to some questions and some criticism of JCOPE as a whole. So this seemed like a logical time to move on, from what I've heard from various people. And she has said, and has been reiterated by people who have spoken directly with her, that she was excited to move on to other opportunities.
How does her resignation affect Governor Cuomo's current efforts, renewed efforts, to clean up corruption in the Capitol?
Well, I think it's going to put a spotlight back on JCOPE, which is, among the political chatting class here at the Capitol, is not regarded as a stellar success. People looked at the structure where every legislative conference has some appointees and where there's a weird voting system that lets various legislative conferences sort of veto investigations from going ahead. I think that that might loom over the debate on how to create a sort of election czar to have extra jurisdiction and enforcement power over the state's election laws. And I think it will also put back into focus how many things the last time lawmakers tried to address public corruption, again in 2011, how things went wrong, how they went right, and what lessons can be learned for this go-around.
Do you think the members of JCOPE feel like their hands are tied a little bit and that they're being undercut, or certainly their spotlight has been taken away from the more aggressive efforts of federal prosecutors like Preet Bharara?
Well, certainly, and Mr. Bharara has said, this station and others, that he doesn't feel that he should be doing this. He wants Albany to police itself, and he wants organizations like JCOPE to do a more robust job, to get marquee, to take marquee actions against legislators who are being corrupt. I think it might be too early to really judge JCOPE. It's just really coming and getting online and getting up and running. And again, Bibin noted that when she spoke to the Wall Street Journal, and her colleagues noted the same thing. Later this year, we're going to see disclosure forms showing outside income from employment of legislators and public officials that are going to, for the first time, really tell us how much money people like Assemblyman, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver are making from their outside engagements. That's going to be valuable information, and that's going to be to JCOPE's credit that it's going to have a good system up and running to get this out, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
Jimmy Vielkind is a reporter with the Albany Times Union. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Amy. Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.